land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, June the 11th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, fellow Patriot, Libertarian, business owner, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
You know, one of the things, Ian, as we are going to these events, we are vetting candidates. We're asking questions. And Josh Saul just sent me a text message after hearing what I'm going to ask the sheriffs that are coming to Emmett Responsible Government event at the Harbor Lights Recreation Center in Harbor Springs tomorrow night. Is, as a county sheriff, are you going to enforce these unconstitutional gun laws that the Democrats passed? And by the way, got a conviction on our top of the hour news story, just reported on it, that Ethan Crumley kid, 15 years old at the time when he shot up Oxford High School. Well, now that he's an adult, he's 18, it's been 3 years. He's an adult now, and his attorneys are asking for his life sentence without parole to be overturned. They want him to be able to be, I guess, restored in prison and in good behavior, has truly felt his remiss of what he did as a child, 15 years old, could be possibly put up for parole later in life. My question is this: the parents were charged on safe storage laws, and as a result of buying the firearm for him, not locking it up, not keeping the ammunition separate, allowing him to basically access it and carry it to school. They had it, according to Officer Rick. He went to a debriefing for his law enforcement job, and they said that the gun was literally in his backpack in the principal's office before the shooting. My question is this to you. How do we ask these politicians, these candidates, the right questions to get them to answer and to hear what they are going to do for us, we the people, much like what Ken Borton promised you regarding these mandates? We've gotten promises from other candidates. How do we do that process, in your opinion?
You know, that's a great question, and it's a tough one to answer, but I'll say in my experience, what I think needs to happen is, you know, not only do the questions need to be framed in a certain way, and it's tough because you, without getting into the minutiae of some of these things, like the Crumley case,
yes,
going to these candidates and asking them questions, you don't want to be too specific, but you need to know the answer to your question is something as simple as, are you going to enforce these red flag laws, which clearly violate the Second Amendment? And to me, that should be a relatively easy question to answer, especially if you're a sheriff's candidate. But of course, not everybody thinks like I do, and I'm okay with that. But they are representing a certain constituency, right? Wherever you're asking a politician or somebody running for an office. So I think what really has to happen is the question has to be asked. It needs to be answered. But then we as the electorate need to make sure that we're following up with our elected representatives and holding them to account. And that, I think, is part of an issue that really needs to have that follow through, right? So here's where I'm at with, as you mentioned, Ken Borden. I provided a stage for Ken Borden, nearly 10, 15 minutes for him to give his first public remarks. This was January 2021. He was just elected into his new state rep position. He got on stage and said, I'm going to go to Lansing, and I'm going to make sure that these types of things don't happen again. And he hasn't done it just yet.
Perfect spot for a break. Hold that thought right there. We'll continue on the other side. Ian Murphy, the Iron Pig. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Ian Murphy staying on through the break talking about vetting candidates. And Ian, you have done this for how many years at your current location? Has the Iron Pig been there?
We've been here. This will be our seventh year, seventh anniversary this July.
This July, 7 years. And you have had all kinds of candidates and people coming to the Iron Pig to hold events there. Especially since you expanded mm-hmm. and got the other side going. I've seen your guy actually bust down the pool tables. That was amazing to me. Haul them out to bring in more chairs, Tudor Dixon and others that came. My question is this. Why do you feel such a need to be involved in almost an activism role when it comes to education and informing the public and providing a venue for people to hear this type of information? Like you said, Ken Borton's very first public meeting after he got elected in November, he got sworn in basically in Lansing, and you had him there at the Iron Pick.
Yeah. So, you know, to follow up on the other part of your question from before is exactly that. So really, Ken, you know, and I'm not trying to be a Ken Borton basher here, but, you know, you brought him up, so I'm just using him as an example.
Sure.
And I certainly don't think he's a terrible person by any means, but he's in a position of power, took a stance on something, made promises to me and 300 of presumably his constituents, and hasn't done anything. He hasn't even dialogued with us, right? We've been in this fight for 4 years. We've been to court. We've won. We know all of these statutes and the corresponding precedent that they sit on. Why these people, and I'm not talking about just Ken, because there is allegedly a package of bills that was supposed to be introduced to curb the health department's power, to curb the governor's power, to do all these other things. And do you think that these people once came to the Iron Pig or even the Iron Pig's attorney to have any discussion about the language that should be in this legislation? Randy, absolutely not. So when you ask me why do I take a position and why am I out there and why do I host such things? Because somebody's got to get the information out there, because I'm going to tell you, the media certainly isn't going to, and their 15 to 30 second sound bites, they haven't in 4 years. The newspapers aren't going to do it, and their, you know, 23 column inches or whatever they have to run.
Right.
And this is a really difficult subject for people to get their minds around. And let's be honest, some people are just tired of talking about it because they want to move past it, and I understand that. But the real answer to your question is the Iron Pig in 4 years is the only institution that has brought account to any person or thing holding power. No legislator has done it. No governor has done it. Only a little barbecue in northern Michigan has held more power to account than anybody else in the state. That's why I continue to go to court and have more of these things looked at. And that actually is why I host people like a Tudor Dixon. And that's why I supported and hosted Ken Borton, because he's a local guy. And man, if there was anybody that was going to understand it, it was going to be somebody from my own hometown.
Exactly. In your hometown. That's where he lives.
Absolutely.
Now, on that point, then this is important for people to understand, because I kind of gave a brief review of your appeal that's going on. And a lot of people are like, okay, Randy, he won. No, he didn't. He only got one out of the five bills ruled unconstitutional by Judge Hunter. And it's vitally important these other four get their day in court as well, because this has ramifications on what unelected bureaucratic agencies like the health department and others. Ian, I would argue you're going to impact MDOT. You're going to impact Eagle. You're going to impact all of these bureaucratic agencies in Lansing as far as what they can do to us, the people, not being elected state reps and state senators and a duly elected governor. That's why the case is so important.
That is why the vesting clauses argument that we presented 2 years ago to the Michigan Supreme Court, that is what this case ultimately really is about. And those arguments are attached in this Court of Appeals application, right? So I can't even say application because it's already on the docket. So
sure.
That is what this is about, that fourth branch of government, the administrative state, not just at the state level, but at the federal level. Right. The EPA, border security, these things are all administrative branches that have gained tremendous power in the last 20, if not 50 years. There's a good argument to be made there.
Sure.
So many of the intricacies of why people are not happy with their lives, inflation and all these other things, all have to do with the tremendous power that the fourth branch, the administrative state, has. And anybody that knows and can look at what our founding fathers had intended, we have moved so far away from that. And that's what we, that's what this case really is about, is bringing the power back to us, the people that are voting, the people, we, the people. That's how our Constitution starts, for crying out loud. It's not we, the government, have all this power. It's right. We, the people. We, the people, have the power, and we want to take it back. I want to take it back, not just for me and my silly little restaurant in Northern Michigan, but for everybody else and all those other stories and the 60-plus other restaurants that have signed on to be part of some sort of action to curb this power. That's what this case is about. You can tell I'm a little passionate about it.
No, absolutely. And that's why I wanted you on the show today talking about this. And the other component to this is so important. You just mentioned something at the federal level. I was reading today that the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, has mandated that come July 1st, all of the summer fuel blends, boutique blends, I call them, okay, for greenhouse emissions has to be in the pump, has to be sold to the gas stations. They're talking anywhere from 20 to 30 cents a gallon increase starting July 1st. And I'm going, what congressman and what U.S. senator introduced this legislation? What president of the United States signed it? You know the answer, Ian?
Yeah,
John. Nobody. This exactly. was done by an EPA administrative rule that concocted these stupid summer blends, boutique fuels, forcing them down our throats to consume them at higher prices because of their greenhouse gas agenda. And I am so sick and tired of being taxed without representation.
100%. And this is all about the non-delegation doctrine. And in our opinion, there is no such delegation allowed. Michigan's Constitution actually specifically says so. It has even a broader, harder protection than the U.S. Constitution, because it specifically states in Articles, I think, 4, 5, and 6, that the powers are vested in each branch and cannot be divested, which is exactly what is going on at the federal level with the EPA, with Mayorkas, and some of these other issues with the border.
Yeah.
These are all things that the administrative branch and these large agencies have tremendous power. Then you look here in Michigan and what the Department of Agriculture did 2 weeks ago with their extraordinary emergency orders. We've talked about it before.
Sure.
This is huge power that these people have, and our legislators are nowhere involved in these conversations whatsoever. And I have a problem with that.
Well, and the other problem is this, and I just talked about it. They are going to be voting on a budget fiscal year 2025 before they leave for summer July 1st. It's in our Constitution. They have got to pass a budget. They are going to fund these bureaucratic agencies. They're going to fund a state income tax increase because they fought it. Remember the rollback? And then they took it to court. Dana Nessel took it to court and challenged it. Oh, no, it was only supposed to be a one-year tax cut. No, it wasn't. It was permanent. When they passed it in the House, Senate, and Snyder signed it, it was supposed to be permanent. They fought it. Where are the legislators standing up and saying, wait a minute, guys, we're going to sue your butt because that is not what the rollback of the taxes of the income tax was about. But yet they're still going to vote. And here's the thing. If they vote for the budget, the Republicans, they're voting for a tax increase.
Right.
And many of them have signed a pledge saying they wouldn't do it, including Ken Borton. I got it in writing. I still have it with a red Sharpie that I made him sign it with. I mean, Ian, it gets so damn frustrating, brother. I can't even control myself sometimes.
No, you listen, and I don't blame you. And this is part of the reason, you know, I've been asked to run for an office here or there, and I just can't do it. I don't understand how many of them can do it. So I do give some kudos to our public servants that are out there sitting on public boards, sitting in chambers like they do. But I got to tell you, the majority of them, if not nearly all of them, have done virtually nothing. I will save some room for Michelle Huitenga, my senator, my state senator. She's done some pretty good things, and I'll have her back for forever. But the rest of them have done nothing, and not just on things with me, but like you said, the red flag stuff. And the excuse I keep hearing from all of them is, well, we don't have any power. We can't do anything. I don't care.
Bull crap.
I don't care.
These bills have got to be funded when they go through Legislative Services Bureau, the LSB. They have got to be vetted against the Constitution. Where are they holding those non-elected Democrat attorneys that have been in Lansing for decades? Where are they holding them accountable?
Right. And you know what? They want the credit for the majority of these things, and I'm sick of that too. I've offered to write three different bills. I say we, in a couple of different areas, and they just want all the credit. Like I said, any of these three bill package that Ken Borton brought up to me that I still have not seen.
Yep.
Nobody came and talked to me or my attorney and said, what about this language? Do we need it to go better here? And I'm not saying they have to, but don't you think? I would like to think that my attorney is the foremost
expert
on this stuff, right? David Coleman certainly knows his stuff too, but when it comes to the vesting clauses and specifically these health codes,
yep,
boy, I'm wildly disappointed that nobody came to him. They don't need to come to me. He's really the guy.
David Delaney could do it in a heartbeat and look at their language and say, guys, you got it wrong here. You need to put this in there, etc. And send it by LSB, get it approved, and submit it to the floor. I don't care if Whitmer's not going to sign it. Submit it to the floor and have them, the Democrats, vote no on it. That's right. What we want done.
Right, exactly. Something. Just do something for me, brother. That's all.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to July 6th. Real quick, let's talk about that. Get everybody to mark it in their calendar.
Yeah. So we've got the Country Music and Brisket Festival, July 6th, right here again, out back of the Iron Pig in the pavilion. So this year we've got Matt Ferranti of the Brett Young Band. He's been playing at Toby Keith's Bar out in Las Vegas. He's on tour right now. Dave Mead is going to be joining him. He was here last year. We've got the 1 mile beer run, which is about three laps around our 100 block here. The milk run we do for the kids as well. We got some great video of that from last year. Super fun. This year, we're going to do a brisket eating contest. How many pounds of brisket can you eat within 3 minutes? And of course, we're going to do the 22 to none push-up contest, which all the proceeds are going to go to 22 to none. Great service organization, mainly focused on preventing veteran suicides.
And this concert and all the festival that you're doing, you've changed things up this year. You're not charging an admission fee.
That's right. So we want it to be free. We did charge admission last year, but it's an open air outdoor concert. So we said, to heck with it. Let's just make it free. We've got kids games. There are some VIP tickets. There are tickets available for all the eating and drinking contests as well. But for the most part, the majority of the festival is free. So it's basically 4th of July weekend. There are fireworks in town later that day. If you're in town, come downtown, have some brisket, stop by the brewery across the street. I mean, there's tons, not just the Iron Pig downtown. It's Saturday, so all our shops are going to be open. Come here, have some to eat, listen to some great country music, have some brisket, and then have a really good time.
Yes, Saturday, July 6th. What time does the party start?
It's going to run 5 to 10, and all the information that you need is at ironpigsmoke.com. And if there's anybody out there that's interested in participating as a sponsor, we'd love to have you. That's how we're going to be able to keep this festival free, is by awesome sponsors just like you.
Yep, we're going to get that done today.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, man. Stay strong. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
On the Iron News Break, I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.